শ্রাবণ মাসে ধান লাগাই আইল ধান লাগাই আছে
মাই গ্র্যান্ডসন ফেল ইল 5 ইয়ার্স এগো দ্য লোকাল ডক্টর সেড হি ওয়াজ পজেসড Because I had been practicing witchcraft. Then my neighbor's wife fell ill, and I was blamed for that too.
This is Lily Moni, a 60-year-old widow from the small village of Bir Banch in the east of Jharkhand.
They beat me up and told me to leave the village. I hadn't done anything wrong, so I refused. One night, they all came after me with knives. Then I had to run away. I felt terrible.
Lily is one of 6 witch hunt survivors gathered at the house of Chutney Mahato, the woman who rescued them when they had no one to turn to.
I remember Chutney came with a great big stick in her hand. She stood up for me and told the villagers that there's no such things as witches. She also filed a complaint with the police. To this day, she's like an older sister to me.
Chutney Mahato has dedicated her life to fighting witch hunts. She only just survived one herself when neighbors attacked her with an axe 20 years ago. They accused her of using black magic to make their unmarried daughter pregnant. Today, the feisty 62-year-old still bears the scar on her forehead.
I was badly beaten when 5 witch doctors branded me a witch. I couldn't stop crying. I was in pain. I didn't want that to happen to other people. So when I realized that other women were going through the same trauma, my inner soul told me to help them. When I hear of a woman who has been beaten up, I go and find her. Sometimes it takes up to 2 weeks because they run and hide in the woods. I then go to the police and tell the villagers that if they don't apologize, they will all go to prison.
Jharkhand is one of India's poorest states and a hotbed of superstition. Over 55 women were killed here last year after being branded witches by local Ojha, or witch doctors. Many of them were blamed for tragic events, such as illnesses or deaths in the community. But sometimes witch hunts are used as an excuse to settle family feuds or property disputes. Just days before I visited, an elderly couple was hacked to death by relatives. But survivors are now fighting back. I'm on my way to meet Poonam Topo in the village of Borsor. She's the co-founder of an association which works with local campaigners like Chutney Mahato to help victims across the state.
There are 32,000 villages in Jharkhand, and in each one you'll find about 3 so-called witches. So on a daily basis, about 100,000 women are being traumatized. We're trying to help them. Before, there was no specific law against witch hunts, so we pushed for one. Now, when we take victims to the police, they have to take action.
Poonam's association also works to educate people about the dangers of superstition through public meetings and street drama.
We are human, we have bodies, they get sick and we can die. But sometimes people can't accept this as a natural phenomenon. They think it must be black magic. So we need to teach them about natural causes to tackle the problem at its root. We need to educate people to avoid contaminating the minds of the next generation.
She's a witch. She's a witch.
On local TV, the government has been running ads to raise awareness about the issue. A law is also in place. Since 2001, causing harm in the name of witchcraft can lead to up to 6 months in prison and a €30 fine. But in remote villages where education is scarce, this law is not always common knowledge. Here, local heroes like Chutney Mahato remain at the forefront. and they're not going to give up anytime soon. Jack Faraday for RFI, Ranchi.